Do you want to create an impeccable presence on TumblR?
Yes, bravo.
But you are blank slates regarding this very topic. No worries, guys, I have come here to save you. So, in this blog, I am going to serve you the platter of some practical and simple tactics concerning how to get TumblR followers. Are you ready? Here you go. TumblR launched back in the year 2007 by two web developers, David Karp and Marco Arment. Since then, TumblR has gotten leaps and bounds in no time. In June 2013, it got purchased by Yahoo Incorporation in exchange of more than $1 billion. That's a 90 figure, oh my gosh. No wonder, it was a vast amount. TumblR never disclosed anything precisely about its monthly active users. However, according to Statista, the unique visitors to this social network is around 376 million until April of this year. As we all know, TumblR is one of the best microblogging sites in the world. The platform allows users to post different forms of media on its landscape. Well, bloggers usually use it for publishing blogs. Users can also follow each other's blog on it. TumblR also provides a private option for users who want to keep their blogs private and not public. These were some of the prime pieces of information this Avis TumblR, the best microblogging hub. Now, it's time for us to move towards the zone of some awesome hacks that can make us grow our TumblR following swiftly. Let's do this. Stick to your niche. Here is one of the primary and foremost steps one should take when it comes to TumblR followers in essence. The biggest thing that happens with the niche is, it gives you a clear vision regarding what you want to achieve as an outcome of all your endeavors. But, the main thing is you should choose niche about which you're enthusiastic. Otherwise, there is no point in doing all the hard work. However, it's not always necessary to stick entirely to your niche. You can slip through other things a bit. Holding a real demeanor of your niche and merging it with some regular topics is all we call smart blogging. You have to reach there if you want to become a TumblR famous name. There are some of the most famous TumblR accounts that showcase this trait word by word. They never let down the real vibe of their niche and mix it up with trending topics like a mastermind. Some of them include 1. Comedy Central 2. Back on Point 3. Twitter the Comic 4. Movie Quotes and Inside Jokes 5. Diddle's Reblogging Matters the Most. TumblR provides its bloggers with one excellent feature called Queue. You can contain up to 300 posts in your TumblR queue and schedule them at different times of the day. It's entirely your call how many blogs you want to post in one day. Also, you can include content which you want to repost in the queue this Avis reblogging. So that, manage the scheduling of your original content as well as a reblog posts simultaneously. It is my suggestion that you should avoid posting more than 5 posts in one day. Especially when you have not gained at least 1,000 followers. The time when your TumblR account will surpass this number, then you can certainly post numerous blogs in a single day. Primarily, the larger your audience becomes, the more content you can post. However, never post blogs after a considerable number because then it can start ruffling the features of the readers. To find the most appropriate content for reposting on TumblR, you can use associate keywords in the search bar. Thus, find something highly relatable to your blog niche. Otherwise, you can also scrutinize the dashboard feed inside out and come across some astonishing piece of content to reblogging. Moreover, hit the queue button to save them in the TumblR queue tool. If you want to change the settings of your TumblR queue, then go to the right of the menu and fix them according to your requirements. Most importantly, set them in the alignment of the goals you want to gain from the platform. Understand your brand. Without a doubt, your TumblR presence somewhat embodies the properties of your brand. That's why it should replicate characteristics of that. Your content on TumblR needs to revolve around your brand if you exactly want to earn credit on it for your business. As it only makes your brand name even stronger. So, for this to happen, you have to comprehend in detail about the likes and dislikes of your audiences. So, cater them always with something relevant. And if the audience will find your content relatable, then it directly increases the chance of engagement, the key to getting exposure at every possible level. So, the focal point in concern to understand your brand is knowing your audience. What, why,
and what they liked the most should be in the top of your bucket list vis-a-vis this research. List of brands killing on Tumblr are 1. The New Yorker 2. Coca-Cola 3. Adidas Originals 4. GQ 5. Nabisco follow famous niche accounts. As they said, if everybody is doing it one way, there's a good chance you can find your niche by going exactly in the opposite direction. But, I believe this is not always necessarily true. Sometimes, it becomes very significant to get clues about the marketing strategies of your business rivals, since it helps you to do things in ways in which audiences are reacting positively. Especially when it comes to content marketing that includes blogs and all, then we can't ignore it anyhow. Therefore, start following famous blog accounts of your business niche right here right now, as it is going to help you in a humongous way. Mark my words. To get started with this, search, search, and do a lot of searching. Had expected some shortcut. Unfortunately, they are zilch in this case. You have to dig deep to reach out to the best doing blogs of your niche. Use Google, look around for relevant keywords, apply them in the search bar of your Tumblr, and analyze different accounts. Is this the only way? I don't think so. Nowadays, manual performing of online activities eats up a lot of your time. That's anyways very important for you to invest in other errands related to your business strategies. So, I found out an all-in-one social media management tool, Sysinator, that works exceptionally well regarding Tumblr auto-follow aspect. To auto-follow the Tumblr account, you need to understand the following configurations. 1. Search query 2. Job configuration 3. After follow action 4. Other configurations 5. Manage blacklisted users. To understand this process thoroughly, you can click here. Develop best call to action. Earlier, the use of call to action was very seldom, but now the utilization of them has become a daily dose. I usually find hundreds of Tumblr posts who regularly make use of CTA. It is happening because of various reasons. The most crucial reason behind it is the way they engage the audience in a very emotional as well as a personal way. Do you want to drive the attention of viewers to your Tumblr post? Of course, right? But, tell me, if they aren't doing anything after seeing your blog, then this is certainly something you want to achieve. Do you not want them to take quick and effective action to your posts? No. Then, make the most out of CTA. Craft them with wittiness, hilarity, and fun, so that readers become captivated enough to take immediate action as the best reaction towards your blog. You can look up to thousands of Tumblr accounts who are truly good in this specific department. And they always generate attention and engagement on their content because of the call to action they use. However, the use of call to actions become petty tricky when it comes to reblog posts. But, they can work if you make them work. You should be careful while using CTA on others' content. There is a blur zone that can either make your reblogging look inauthentic or sleazy, easy way to snatch credit over someone's original content. That's why always give credit to the chief creator of the content meanwhile reblogging. Implementation of the call to action, like check out more videos like this, click here to view more amazing photos, and all are completely fair and perhaps will not evoke any kind of copyright issues. Hashtags are here to stay. Use of relevant hashtags with complete awareness make your posts more approachable and available on Tumblr. That's why always only make use of hashtags that are associated with your content. People often face this dilemma regarding the use of hashtags. Sometimes, they end up using inappropriate hashtags in the post. That possibly makes their post less searchable and confusing for the audience. So, pull up your socks and learn the brilliant use of hashtags on Tumblr. To find the most pristine hashtags of your blog niche, spend a considerable amount of time on searching. Other than this, in a blog post, you should always try to make the inclusion of relatable tags as per the audience interests. The tags you use should also be entirely fitting according to the context of your blog. Avoid commercial writing. To be honest, Tumblr is not a place to write highly commercial blogs. People, especially millennials, come on Tumblr to get entertained, to read something unique, full of fun, and a bit unusual. I am not trying to say that you shouldn't write selling kind of content on Tumblr. But, avoid it at least at initial days of your growing phase on it. And frankly, If you don't have the audience to sell, then what's the point to write commercial blogs? Right? Passionate users of TumblR find various options when it comes to reading creative material on it. So, if you write something overly commercial, then they can pass it to your content without thinking twice. Hence, the use of TumblR should be done primarily to cater the audience with something creative and out of the box, so that they can relate to your thoughts and ideas in more than no time. Always remember, TumblR is the best place concerning to gain acknowledgement for original content. If you surely want to use TumblR as a source to generate leads for your business, then go ahead. However, never directly make the pitch. There is no room for that. Unique content rocks. As I said earlier, TumblR is an online space where original content rocks in very recommendable manner. Yes, you can repost blogs of others on it, but original content is authentic anyway. As well, real content helps you engage with the audience more instantly. You can make use of quotes, YouTube videos, photos, GIFs, and many other forms of media to make your content look more exciting on TumblR. Also, add the main URL of your website whenever you post some of your original content. Your creation should be rewarded in all manner. Correct? Undoubtedly, this will drive more traffic toward your money site. Moreover, boost up the link building process for that. If you think that your created content is not good enough, then you're not the only one to believe like this. We all think this way only in our initial days. Don't worry, guys. You can check out numerous blogs on TumblR and compare the content quality of bloggers regarding previous and later and distinctly found out how much they have improved. So, this is the key to keep growing. To be frank, most of the creators write shit initially. We fall and learn with time. So, don't hesitate. You will develop on your own. Work on aesthetics. As we all know, TumblR is somewhat chiefly known for its creative aesthetics. Therefore, it becomes even more critical to give your TumblR blog an artistic picture. Search for the theme that will suit sound according to the nature of your niche and the vibe of content you write. Look after these things. According to a study, it has found that about 94% of visitors judge the credibility of the websites on the basis of designs. So, check up. Are your website theme appears a bit fraudulent? If yes, then customize it as early as possible. Make it look genuine and engaging. Visit Google and search for different themes. The custom domain name doesn't make a world of difference. But, yes, if you want to stand above the crowd at some level, then it is a logical step to take for moving Lee forward. Otherwise, it is more of a personal choice, most often depends on brand preferences. Wrapping words, all this you should do for getting TumblR followers. I have practiced these following tactics to enhance my account name and got amazing results in very less time. So, it's now your time. Do this and make your TumblR presence better and the best. Do you want to share your ideas on this topic? So, go for it and please send comments in the section below.